Chris Forrester was struggling, I think it was a groin last week, and he's now got a shin problem. Is he again touch and go for Saturday?
Well, we expect to put a strong side out of the weekend. We've got decisions to make, which is a position that you want to be in. There's competition for places, and although you know we've won two games on the bounce now, which is nice. Winning after winning is all about starting again, recognising that in your selection, in your mentality, the next game starts again, and you're back to 0-0. What you've done before has gone before. You can take confidence from it, but you know the confidence you take is we do know how to win, and you do win by starting again. So we're starting again. We're picking the right team for the game, picking the team that we believe can go there and win, and win well. And we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, a nice little example of that, I suppose. Erhan Öztuğmer, who played a key role in the team, he gets suspended, but then you go and win two games on the bounce by meeting that challenge and finding a different way around it.
That's football. You can only win football matches with the players that are available. The ones that aren't available often get talked about, but I don't think they ever really help you. I think the players who are available are the ones to focus on. They're the ones who can win you the next football match. And there's always a way, whoever's available or not available, there's always a way of winning. It's up to everybody in a management team and in a playing staff to find that way.
Two players who weren't in the team when you first took over but have worked their way in, Connor Washington and John Taylor. I know you spoke a lot about them pretty much from arriving at the club. They were two players that had caught your eye, and presumably from what you've seen over the past month, they've lived up to the billing, as it were.
Well, at the moment, I'm looking at Andrew Fox and thinking what a fantastic talent he is. He's not really played a part in the first team this year. He's been around the place, but he's got some sensational talent. And, you know, he's given me a headache. He's started to produce much more aggressive performances. He's starting to perform with much more purpose. And he played well the other night in the under-21s game where the team put on a good show. We had a very, very young team on the field against a strong Exeter side, and they were edged out, but there were some very strong performances, and Foxy was one of them. So it's lads like him. A team is as strong as those on the fringes. A chain is as strong as the weakest link. The boys who haven't been involved, their attitude affects the boys in the team, because obviously the stronger the lads who have not been in the side are, and the better their training levels. So the boys who are in the team have to fight for their shirts, and that in turn raises their own game. So it's all about, you know, improving, whether you're in the side or not. It's the standards that everybody show are the standards that will define who we are.
With Andrew Fox, he has an interesting background, really, having spent time over in the States. Do you notice that he's developed differently as a player as a result?
I've not really given that a lot of consideration. What I have noticed is that he's a very good trainer, a very willing listener, and he's got some super footballing talent. And, you know, you put those three things together. He's learning League One, he's learning England. Those things are for sure. But a real bright prospect, and you know, somebody who's keeping lads right on their toes.
Yeah, and you touched upon Marcus Maddison and his maturity in dealing with the ankle problem that he's been struggling with for a couple of weeks. I guess all the more important, really, given the trouble he had with his ankle last season. When a player picks up a problem that they've struggled with before, do the alarm bells ring a little bit more, and you want to be that bit more careful?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but you've got to treat any injury on its merit. You can get into a cycle of mental decline if you start thinking that, you know, this is the same injury all over again. I mean, every injury is a fresh problem, a fresh challenge to manage, and there's nothing too serious hanging around. I think we just need to make sure that we get on top of some basic disciplines in people's fueling and nutritional habits and their conditioning and their preparation habits. And once we iron that out, I'm sure some of the silly little niggles that have been around will be put to bed.
In terms of your long-term ones, I know Joe Gormley's obviously going to be a while, but are the other three ticking over as you'd like at this stage?
The other three being Cozzy and Jack.
And Harry as well.
And Harry Buteman, okay, you're calling him long-term. Well, they're all... Harry and Jack are out on the training ground this morning, so they're not going to be too far away. Cozzy's a little bit further. He's got a skin wound that, you know, still needs to heal. It's a pretty meaty wound at that. So he's going to be a little bit longer. But no, they're all ticking along as you would expect them to be, and all keen to get back into action.